This is your Classic Hits Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It's Friday, which means it's time to catch up with John Letts, my horse racing expert. John, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. Had a great week. We had a function down at the Grand Hotel the other night, which was just unbelievable. And a lot of people out there listening will remember some of these guys that from the country and western scene, which was Johnny Mack. Johnny Mack actually sang Pink Champagne, The Room of Roses, which we got him up on the stage. And then we had Big Jim Herman with the country and western band. And we had one of the best nights I think I've ever been for entertaining before, and I've done a lot of these shows, and this is one of the best that I've ever been to. It's just fabulous. No one wanted to go home, but we had 60 down from Queensland that went to the Adelaide Cup, and they said book us on next year and have the same show again. So that showed it was just fabulous. It was just an unbelievable night.
Actually, speaking of the Adelaide Cup, how'd you go?
Yeah, I went good. I backed the winner. I backed the winner at $26. And a friend of mine, actually, I tipped it to him in the morning. And somehow, I don't know how they do it, Jordan, but they bet on, I know how they do it. They bet on their phone, but he got $46 on the morning of the race. And I'd been at the TAB and put mine on, and I got $26. So I'm not going to open a phone account because it's too easy, because I like to bring the money out of my pocket if I'm putting it on.
Yeah, no, that's the problem with online gambling, and, well, I guess gambling in general, but if you have an easy access to it, you're probably going to go a bit sillier with it.
Yes. Well, I had a friend of ours, and she picked the trifecta, and the trifecta paid $9,000, but I told her I thought I'd like the winner, and I like the fourth horse, the favourite, and she put the two in the middle. She'd have got the pick four if you'd have taken the picks and paid something like $44,000.
Wow.
But, you know, you think of that after. You think of it after.
Yeah, I know. It's always hindsight. It's 2020.
yeah, that's right. Yeah, hindsight. Yeah, but, hey, Jordan, what about this with the these people gluing themselves to the road and in that yesterday with this...
Extinction Rebellion. I don't understand gluing yourself to the road. I understand protesting climate change and trying to get some attention on the issue, which, you know, we're all very much aware that the world is doomed if we don't do anything about it, anything substantial about it within the next few years. But, gluing yourself to the road seems like a painful way to go about it.
Well, you put it this way. If you get a medical situation, they held that road up for hours. A medical situation, or there was a fire or an accident. These people should be liable for that. They should be liable. They should either jail them or sue them or what, because that is just ridiculous. And I'm not sticking up for any of the big companies, there was an article in the paper. They're a company that's provided thousands of jobs and millions of dollars to our economy. So are these people going to, that are protesting yet? I see some of them 70 and 65 years old.
Yeah, because they're worried about their grandkids' future on the planet. And, you know, with companies, you know, providing jobs, providing money to the economy, that's all well and good, but that doesn't translate to, you know, saving the planet from climate change and the doom and the death of the planet that we are faced with.
Yeah, but we are doing our bit here in Australia. Tell them to go to China or to go to Japan or India or somewhere and glue themselves to the road over there. I don't think they'll be unstuck by the coppers. The coppers won't unstick them over there. They'll just run over them over there. But when you talk about, you know, the grandkids and all that, okay, that's all right to talk about that, but where are they going to be employed?
Well, who knows, maybe somewhere producing greener energy.
Yeah. I've got to say hello to the Stirling North girls this morning, and Pam Beatty, she's in the Port Pirie Hospital. And good morning, Pam, and I know you listen to us, and hopefully everything's going okay, and you're back on your feet again shortly. Now, Harry and Megan, okay, give us your opinion.
I don't much care for the Royals, and so...
No,
I have nothing against Harry or Meghan. Like, obviously, they're in a stressful situation. They had to get out of Dodge and, need a bit of extra money, so they chat with Oprah.
Yes. Now, also, that's over with and done with. I've got my opinion on that, and I won't say what it is, but I don't think it's fair on the Queen and the Royal Family at the moment.
But the Queen, you know, she's, like, her entire life, she's lived in Buckingham Palace, and she's constantly receive money from the British taxpayer for not really offering much else than just being, you know, a figurehead. Like, I don't know. And she's an old lady. She's like, I don't, Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. Like, as far as I'm concerned, the Queen is a bit of a leech on the royal family. They don't offer much other than just being the royal family and, you know, just being famous, and they get money from the taxpayer for it.
Well, you know who I'd like to see become head of Australia with a, you can't become king or that, but the guy that I think that would be head of the states would be a perfect fit here is our governor here. I think he's a wonderful man, him and his wife, and he's very, very approachable, and he goes to a lot of functions, and he's very supportive to a lot of people. And I think that our governor here would be fantastic here.
To get the upgrade to president of Australia?
Yes, yes. I would love to see him there, because who else would you put there?
Well, I mean, I'd have a go at it.
You're only in it for the money.
If I was in it for the money, I wouldn't be doing regional radio.
Now, tell me this, Jordan. Why, Ella? Hope they solve the problem quickly, eh?
Yeah, so it's a very stressful situation with Greensill Capital going under, and it's a lot of mystery surrounding around GFG Alliance and the steelworks. And but I've spoken to local politicians, and Rowan Ramsey reckons that it's been quite a profitable operation the last few years, so hopefully that leaves the steelworks in good stead. And I have seen that they have been paying their contractors as well, despite the financier closure. So fingers crossed, yes. But there's a lot of mystery there still.
We must look after the workers. And my opinion is that I know they had the powerhouse, they said, had to come down, but I think that was done a few years too soon, myself personally, because what if we had to replace it? We have nothing to replace it, really, have we?
Mm, exactly.
Yeah. And it cost a lot of jobs, and a lot of heartache for a lot of people. Okay, let's get on to the winners and see if we can pay the rent this week, Jordan. At Morford, tomorrow in race one, I like number 4, Princess Raffles. If you go through my tips today, you'll find that I've tipped out of the nine races, I've tipped Todd Pannell and Kayla Crowther to win 8 altogether. So it's going to be pretty slim pickings for any other jockeys, if I'm right. Race 1, number 4, Princess Raffles, I like. Race 2, number 1, Taken Off. Race 3, number 1, Carinia. Race 4, number 2, Biachi. Race 5, number 7, New Long Hero. It's got terrible form, but look, its form looks pretty ordinary, but it's only $5, but I think it can win for Toddy Pannell. Race 6, number 1, Huffington. Race 7, number 5, Lake's Folly. Number 8, number 2, Does It. Race 9, number 7, Rose Tiara. We shoot over to Moonee Valley, where tomorrow, Jordan, we've got a big race, a $5 million called the All-Stars Mile, which in South Australia here, we're very lucky. We've got two horses in the race, and they're both... One's trained by Richard Jolly, and his brother has got the other horse, David Jolly. It's a $5 million race, Behemoth, and also Regalo di Catano. Good luck, boys. I hope they run well for you, and I'd love to see one of them bring the spoils home here to South Australia. In race 1 at Moonee Valley, I like number 5, Playoffs. Race 2, number 2, Montana Flash. Race 3, number 5, Hangman. Race 4, number 2, Age of Chivalry. Race 5, number 1, very short price, this one. Race 6, number 5, Intellective. Race 7, number 2, Conceited. Race 8, number 11, Probabil. This is a horse I think is the big danger in the mile race, in the All-Stars Mile, Probabil. She's a good mare, and she's about $4, $55. Race 9, number 10, The Billionaire. By the end of the day, I hope we can be calling all the punters that. So we'll just go through them very quickly. Moonee Valley, race 1, number 5. Race 2, number 2. Race 3, number 5. Race 4, number 2. Race 5, number 1. Race 6, number 5. Race 7, number 2. Race 8, number 11. Race 9, number 10. Over to Morfordville, Jordan. Race 1, number 4. Race 2, number 1. Race 3, number 1. Race 4, number 2. Race 5, number 7. Race 6, number 1. Race 7, number 5. Race 8, number 2. And race 9, number 7. So that's how we see them tomorrow, Jordan. Good luck. Gamble responsibly. And just make sure you go home, Willie.
No worries. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, Jordan, I'll speak to you next week.
Will do. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic It's Breakfast.